Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you from Isaiah chapter 50 and talk to you about the idea of opening your ear. Let me read you now Isaiah chapter 50 verses 4 and 5, where the prophet says this: "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away." Isaiah chapter 50 is a deep and wonderful chapter describing the greatness of God's ultimate servant, the Messiah. In presenting the servant, Isaiah beautifully shows the steadfast obedience of the servant of the Lord. Again, the Messiah, fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Here begin the words that Isaiah prophetically spoke on behalf of the Messiah. "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned." You see, as the Messiah prophetically speaks, he explains that the Lord God has given him the ability to speak wisely. But for what purpose? To speak a word in season to him who is weary. What a glorious use of the tongue of the learned. You know, it's one thing to have a great intelligence and an eloquent tongue. It's another thing to put that intelligence and eloquence to good use for the benefit of the weary. Our Messiah, Jesus Christ, did not use his intelligence and eloquence to start a political revolution or to sell a product. He used it to strengthen discouraged and broken people. It's worth going through the Gospels and simply noticing all the kind words that Jesus said to others. Then the Messiah prophetically spoke of his daily, wonderful, deep fellowship with God the Father. "He awakens me morning by morning." In these times, we see that Jesus heard from his Father so that he could say, "He awakens my ear to hear as the learned." The Messiah could speak with the tongue of the learned because in his daily time with God, he learned to hear as the learned. The Messiah then continues, "The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious." Now that phrase, "he has opened my ear," this looks back to a custom described in Exodus chapter 21, verses 5 and 6, where a servant became a willing bond slave to his master. The sign of this willing servant was the ear opened by the piercing of an awl, done against the entry doorway of the master's home. This speaks of the total submission of the Messiah to the Lord God. You see, in ancient Israel, if after 6 years of servitude, a servant wished to make a lifelong commitment to his master, in light of the master's goodness and his blessings to the servant, then he could, through this ceremony, make that lifelong commitment to his master. This was a commitment not motivated by debt or obligation, only by love for the master. In this ceremony, the servant's ear would be pierced, that is, opened with an awl, a sharp piercing instrument, and it would be done in the presence of witnesses. Then, as Exodus 21 says, "then he shall serve him forever." Psalm 40, verse 6, also speaks of the ceremony taking place between the Father and the Son, where the psalmist speaks prophetically for the Messiah. This is what it says: "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, my ears you have opened." Again, that's Psalm 40, verse 6. Jesus was the perfect bondslave to God the Father. You see, when we think of opening our ears, we usually think of hearing better. But here, Isaiah is pointing us towards another meaning that is also necessary and glorious. The idea that we, like our Messiah, should offer ourselves as such willing servants of God that we are his bond slaves, bound to him, not by debt or obligation, but only out of love. Dear brother or sister, has he opened your ear? Give yourself to the Lord as a bond servant today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.